Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Hi there, welcome to Jesus Revealed. This is Jesus Revealed in Genesis, and it's the very first of the series. Hopefully you've listened to the introduction. And we're going to think about Adam, the man that God created today. And we're going to cross-refer, if you're checking your Bible, we're going to cross-refer between Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Psalm 8, and Hebrews chapter 2. And what we're seeing is the Old Testament revealed Jesus. We don't maybe grasp it or understand it or fully appreciate it till we come to the New Testament. Let me read to you what it says in Genesis chapter 1. Do you remember that God made the world in 6 days? On day number 6, he made man and he made the animal creation. This is what it says, verse 26 of Genesis 1. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now you don't see the distinction between the man and woman until you get to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll explain that when we get to it. So God made Adam, and we get the detail. We get the overview in chapter 1, we get the detail of creation in chapter 2. So let me read that to you. In chapter 2, it tells us that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So God made man from the dust of the ground. But he's more than a physical being because he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. Now when you come to Psalm 8, the psalmist looks at the world round about him and he says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And he talks about the heavens that are the work of God's fingers, the moon, the stars which he had appointed. What is man, he says. So he asks the question, he sees the majestic, magnificent world round about him, and he asks the very obvious question, a question that would stare him in the face and say, what's man? You know, man's nothing compared to this massive, majestic creation. So he says, what is man that you made him, that you're mindful of him, or the son of man that you visited him? So why did God get into and come down to and have links with humanity? Of course, that is expanded over into the Lord Jesus. We'll discover that in a moment or two. So he's marvelling that God made man. But listen to what it says. You made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honour. So here's a description of the first human being, Adam. He was made, well, we learn from Genesis chapter 1, he was created in the image of God. Now, to think about man in relation to being like God, we find that he represents God and he's in the likeness of God. So he has delegated authority to manage the planet, his responsibility. He's told to be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing. And God gave man responsibility, but he also represented God. And it might be that he's in the image of God in that we're a tripartite being. We've got body, soul and spirit. And God is Father, Son and Spirit and so on. We're creative. We can think and imagine the future. We are a sense of eternity. There might be a lot of similarities how to God made man in his image. But when we come to Psalm 8, we discover that man is crowned with glory and honour. But when we come into the New Testament and come to Hebrews chapter 2, the same passage is quoted, Psalm 8. And the Hebrew writer says this, one in a certain place testified saying, this is Hebrews 2 verse 6, one in a certain place testified saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him, or you made him a little lower than the angels, crowned him with glory and honour, and did set him over the works of thy hands, and put all things in subjection under his feet. So when God made man, God made him responsible, God made him authoritative, God gave him power, and he told him to control and manage the planet. But listen to what it goes on to say in Hebrews chapter 2. But now we see not yet all things put under him. So what's the writer saying? He's saying the world isn't under man's control today. We struggle with the environment. We struggle with the animal creation. We struggle to manage the planet. So sin and the problems that sin brought physically to the planet as well as morally to mankind have made planet Earth a very difficult place to manage. We know that from politics, we know it from administration of countries and nations. So he says, we don't see everything under him, but he goes on to say, the Hebrew writer goes on to say, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour. And that's the same phrase that's used in Psalm 8 to describe Adam, crowned with glory and honour. And that takes us back to Genesis chapter 1. So when God made man, he made him in his image. He made him to represent him. He gave him delegated authority to manage on his behalf. He gave him majesty. He gave him glory. He gave him honour. And man was a dignified creature. But sin came in. And sin damaged and contaminated the planet. So everything isn't under man's control. But into the world comes Jesus. And he's described in the same way as Adam, as being crowned with glory and honour. Of course, the difference is, Hebrew writer goes on to say, he by the grace of God tasted death for everything. Jesus came, and by his death, he has laid the foundation by which everything that has gone wrong can be put right. But I want us to see Jesus revealed in Adam in this first session. Adam is a beautiful picture of Jesus before the fall. We're going to see Adam as a picture of Jesus at the time of the fall in another session. We're going to see Adam as a picture of Jesus in relation to the church in our second session. But today I want you to see Adam as a picture of Jesus as a man created in the image of God, crowned with glory and honour. Adam was a majestic, dignified, good-looking, powerful, incredible creature. God made man in his image. And he pictures the Lord Jesus as this man created in the image of God. Now, Jesus wasn't created, of course, in the image of God. He is God, and he became man. And he didn't get rid of or jettison any part of his character. It was the external appearance of God that was veiled, because he laid aside his glory. He was veiled in flesh. And so as I leave you today, I want to leave you with this beautiful thought. Adam was a creation fresh from the hand of God, crowned with glory and honour, made in the image of God, reflecting something of the beauties of this one who would come. But he who would come, Jesus being his name, would be perfect, would be sinless, would never do what Adam did in the sense of disobeying God. He would fulfill all the delight and the pleasure and the joy that God wanted to see in him. Jesus revealed in Adam, Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.